Hello, it's Father Eli here at Our Lady of Fatima and St. Joseph's. It's Friday the 24th, and today I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about Eucharistic miracles. So there are lots and lots of Eucharistic miracles that have happened over the centuries. There are something like over 150 Eucharistic miracles that are recognized by the Church as authentic. It's kind of hard to find exactly how many are out there. There's different lists and different places that they've happened, but I was looking a little bit and just trying to figure out how many there are, and it seems like there's quite a lot. So a Eucharistic miracle is an event where the Eucharist has some kind of impact on people. So it could be something like where St. Clare held up the monstrance and chased away the soldiers in Assisi. We don't have a physical presence of that. It's something that's left for us to see. But we do have the story. We know the events. It was well attested to by many witnesses. You could have something where the Eucharist actually changes. It no longer has the appearance of bread and wine, but actually takes on human flesh. So we know when it's consecrated, the bread and the wine are the body and blood of Jesus, physically present. But these miracles change that even to a greater degree, and it takes on the accidents. We say the accidents when it changes not just the physical thing, what it is, but the appearance changes to flesh and blood as well. So that's happened in multiple places many times over the centuries. These miracles are often offered to us as a way to encourage us or help someone who's doubting the real presence or struggling with the teaching of the Eucharist and what the Eucharist is. And sometimes Jesus makes himself even more present to these people to help them in their unbelief. We just read about St. Thomas, right, who struggled and wanted to see Jesus, wanted to touch the hole in his hand and his side, and Jesus came. So sometimes Jesus does make himself known in a more particular way, in a tangible way, to someone who's struggling. So let's look at a few of these Eucharistic miracles. I'm going to talk about three that I've had the chance to go and visit. So there's one in Lanciano, Italy. This happened in the 8th century, so quite a long time ago, where a priest was celebrating Mass. He was struggling with the teaching of the real presence. When he consecrated the host and the chalice, the flesh and blood transformed. So it became heart flesh, and the blood, the precious blood, actually looked like blood, and it is blood. So these Eucharistic species are still available, and you can go and see them in a chapel in Lanciano, Italy. It's a pretty awesome thing. They've done a lot of scientific studies on this particular miracle to kind of try to debunk it or try to understand it. And, you know, it's something where they can't explain it. It's a true miracle. God came in a particular way, in a particular moment, and the evidence is still there before us. We can still go and see it. So that's a pretty awesome one. There's another one very similar that happened in Bolsena, Italy. And this happened in the 12th century, 13th century, I guess, where, again, priest was having struggles with the real presence, the teaching of the real presence, celebrating Mass. And while he was holding up the host began to drip blood. So blood came out of the host and fell upon the corporal. And they still have the corporal in a church that they built. It's actually a big basilica in Orvieto, which is a town near Bolsena where the popes used to live during the summers. Because of this Eucharistic miracle, we have the feast of Corpus Christi. Pope Urban IV, who was pope at the time, asked St. Thomas Aquinas, who was a great theologian at the time, to write and compose a mass, the prayers, and the hymn, the famous hymn Tantum Ergo, for the mass. So we have those as a treasury on account of this miracle. Another one, 1730, Siena, Italy. I've had the chance to see this one as well. There were some hosts that were consecrated during Mass, And then later, somebody came into the church and stole the hosts, and they were later returned to the church, but they had been, they got dirty or maybe muddy, I'm not exactly sure, but they weren't suitable to consume, so the priest put them in the tabernacle, just kind of was going to let them decompose over time. This happens naturally. It's has the accidents of bread, right? So it tastes like bread, looks like bread, has the properties of bread. So over time, it'll just kind of decompose. So if you want to hurry this up, you can do different things. But he put them in there. But miraculously, these hosts have not decomposed. There's no preservatives added. There's nothing in them to make them last this long. But it's been 250 years, over 250 years, and they're still there. They're still present. So it can't be explained. No reason why this would happen on a natural level. If it was just simply bread, they would have decomposed a long time ago. So these are three Eucharistic miracles that I've had the privilege to go and see. And again, these new miracles are meant to help us have stronger belief in the real presence of Jesus. Sometimes the veil is lifted a little bit, and Jesus makes himself present to us in an even stronger, more tangible way. And that's what Eucharistic miracles are. So if you've ever had a chance to go and see a Eucharistic miracle, there's lots and lots of them. Again, some of them happened a long time ago. Some of them are more pretty recent, the last 10, 15 years. You can go and see some of them. You can read about them. Perhaps just go to the Adoration Chapel and pray, asking the Lord to help you if you're having a hard time with the Eucharist. What we believe in about the Eucharist, that it is Jesus truly present. So go pray, grow in your faith. Hopefully Jesus confirms your faith and helps you in your struggles if you're having them. So God bless you. Hope you're having a good day. And hopefully this little teaching on Eucharistic miracles will help you in this time when we are not able to be with our Lord in the same intimate way that we would normally be at Mass. God bless you.